Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know about you guys, right, but when you move to a new offense, didn't you sometimes feel like 2 minute was like the easiest spot to be in?
Yes. Yes. Staple plays.
You were not thinking.
First day install plays, the plays that you know the most. That's what you're running. The receivers know. Less thinking.
That's from the Manning cast.
Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan, and Eli
yeah.
on the final drive was really good.
They're at their best, especially Peyton, in frantic game moments as yeah. it's coming to an end and he's yelling, timeout, timeout, timeout. Yeah. Get a timeout. I was watching the Manning cast very late last night. I meant to go to bed and I just stayed up and watched the end of that game.
Yeah.
Which was very exciting and interesting, and the Eagles totally blew it. It's an unbelievable loss for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Lost to a one-legged quarterback and blew a lead at home, throwing the ball on third down, incomplete, kicking the field goal of death. So we're talking about that a little bit, but talking more about Tua Tagovailoa, who, you know, we wait to find out what the Dolphins think of all this and when Tua will speak. He's meeting with neurologists this week. We've already got the reports that he's planning on continuing to play. So the timeline for that is something we'll, of course, get to the next couple of weeks. We got into a big conversation about Tua because Joe brought up Dominique Foxworth's opinion
yeah.
on this and where it could go from here.
Which was essentially that the NFL, the point's been made a lot that, hey, why doesn't the NFL step in and kind of protect Tua from himself? And Foxworth's thought on that was more, I don't know that they would do that for that. I think the NFL, if they are talking about doing anything, it would be more towards the even the PR angle. But just even more than that, we don't want this on our broadcast. We don't want this on the field. It's a bad look for us. We are a league that has tried to escape the narrative that we don't care about concussions and we don't care about player safety. And if you have a person in your league that is doing that multiple times, it just, it's not a good look for the league. It brings out the violence of your league that they're trying, I think, to cover up as best they can. And you can't cover it up when Tua's going into the fencing pose after these bad concussions. You can't hide from it. It's right there for everybody to see.
And for anyone to know the inner workings of the league and how they might do this, I mean, he's a former president of the NFLPA.
Of the NFLPA, yes. Yep.
So he would have dealt with the league. And
I do think even him saying that, though, like, it's, I don't know how they do it. That's the thing that I get tripped up on. Like, they might want to, or they might like him to not play anymore, but I don't think they can do anything to force him. Like, to me, we had a caller about the NFLPA last segment. Like, could they do something? Could the NFL do something? To me, the only outside, if you would even call it outside, the only other entity that could do something to stop him from playing is the Dolphins. That's it. And I don't expect them to do that now. But the only thing that would stop Tua from playing that isn't Tua deciding he wants to stop playing is if the Dolphins someday in the future say, hey man, we can't trust you to stay on the field. We can't have you missing 10 games every other year because when you take a hit like that, we're without our quarterback for half the season. Like, the only thing in the future, I think, that's not Tua deciding would be the Dolphins saying,
it's not worth the risk.
We can't have you be our starting our franchise quarterback if this is going to happen often.
It is a tough case to make right away after we played a full season and won the passing title.
I know.
Last year.
But it's two of the last 3 years.
That's right.
They're going to be missing it. Like, their season, they played a playoff game with Skylar Thompson because he had a concussion. And their season, we'll see how long he's out. Maybe he's only out a couple weeks. Maybe he's out the whole season. We'll see if their whole season goes down the drain because of his concussion.
803-0550. Get a couple of calls in on this. After calls, there was an interesting point made, a really interesting point made from Todd McShay about Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes. Comparisons and differences that I want to dig into a little bit. But we'll get some calls in first and catch up on takes on Tua, his future, and what it'll be like to watch him play again. Steven Wheatfield. Steve, good morning. You're on WGR.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I was thinking about the injury with Tua, and this is, don't call this weird. This is probably going to be a weird comparison, what I think of, but I had an iPhone a while back, and I had it for like 4 years, never had an issue with it, and then the screen cracked. And then I took it to repair it, and a couple days later, it cracked again because it was a repaired, replaced screen. So I got it fixed again, and then it cracked again like 3 or 4 weeks later. So the thing I'm trying to come across here is I feel like Tua is more susceptible to, obviously, to concussions than other players. And I think about that because I think about Dak last year when the Bills played the Cowboys. There was a play where Dak slid, and he got lit up by Terrell Dodson, helmet to helmet. There was a flag on it, and he didn't get taken out of the game. He didn't have a concussion. I think the hit on Shakir from Poyer on Thursday night was worse than what happened to Tua's head. And I think that Kincaid came out but came back in after getting kneed in the head. So I think that once you get a concussion or two or three, you are now way more susceptible, and I'm not a doctor, way more susceptible to more concussions. And I think that is what we're seeing with him. And I just think it's – I'm never going to tell a guy to stop doing what he loves. You know what? Who are we? But when it comes down to it, you know, and how ironic that it's Hamlin is the one that hits Tua, by the way. But when it comes down to it, Tua was hit by a bicep. No pads, just a bicep of Hamlin's, and has a concussion ruled within 6 minutes. So I just think that there's something more going on with him than his head is just more likely to get more concussions. And I think that's what he's got to think about when playing again. And also, last thing, I respect Tua. How do you not slide once you've got the first down?
Yeah.
But other than that, guys, I'll listen to what you have to say. Again, thanks for taking my call, and enjoy your week.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Yeah, the idea of, you know, your iPhone comparison is like the integrity has been breached or whatever, and now it's more susceptible. This is probably what Tua's conversations are with the neurologists. Whenever we hear from him, it'll be, have they told you you are more likely to suffer on less intense hits or whatever? You know, looking up the hit itself, I asked Joe this during one of the breaks. Did he get the concussion when he hit Hamlin, or was it when his head bounced off the ground? Because his head does bounce off the ground.
Right. Which is how he had a couple of his other concussions,
yeah,
where his head just slammed on the back. The Milano one was that, and then the Bengal one was that. Like, the concussion or the main contact came when the back of his head slammed against the turf.
Right, because the concussion happens when the brain hits the wall of your skull. Like that's, it is a, it can be, you can get a concussion from a hit in the chest, of course. It doesn't have to be necessarily a head hit. It's just how much you get from the actual impact of your body moving and your head snapping.
Yeah.
Like you get in a car accident, you don't have to necessarily hit directly to your head. You can get a concussion from that. You know, when thinking about Tua's future and the idea that, you know, is he more susceptible? Maybe. And the risk of long-term damage comes with more. We learned about second concussion syndrome when he got the second one in 4 days.
Yeah.
That was a big part of the first one, was the second one came 4 days later. It happened against the Bills, and then Thursday Night Football happened against Cincinnati.
Right. And the controversy of he was cleared to return in the first place, right?
There's a great example about being cleared.
Yeah, because him falling to the ground after the Milano one that year was like, that met the qualification of he should have been pulled. And then he would have gone into the protocol and maybe he wouldn't have played against the Bengals.
Yeah. 803-0550, if you want to join us on this, go for it. 1-888-550-2550 on the league and their next steps.
I think Tyler Huntley's going to get in, by the way, for them. Don't you? Doesn't Thompson look like that dude is overmatched to play in the National Football League? We've seen him a couple times. The things that have happened with him in both of the Bills matchups, the playoff game and then the half last Monday, is that guy can't get them to the line of scrimmage. Like the pre-snap penalties and the clock going down, you know, that's like the start. That's like the baseline for playing quarterback. So I think Huntley, who, by the way, did make a Pro Bowl, is going to get in there. He's the poster child of everybody makes the Pro Bowl. Tyler Huntley made a Pro Bowl and now is on the Dolphins.
803-0550. Dante tweets in, only reason Tua wouldn't come back would be if Tua decided not to. You can't have a league or a person in the league telling someone they can't play because of concussions. Too slippery a slope. Concussions are not new. These people are professionals. I tend to agree with that. And the idea that the league would keep him out, I just don't know how. You can't play in our league because you might get hurt. Does any other league do that? We won't let you in. We're afraid you'll get hurt.
Where the league does it?
What's the precedent? Has a team ever done that? We won't sign you. You make a good point about availability. Hey, I don't want to sign that guy because I'm not sure he will stay healthy.
Yeah.
And availability is important. That's one way to do it.
But the NFL themselves going over a team's head and deciding to do that would be, I think it would be unprecedented.
Right. We've seen the league keep a player out because of views, political views.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We've seen that.
And this is different. I just don't think they would. 803-0550.
It's happened in boxing. I mean, it happened in boxing. It's happened in boxing a lot, but boxing is like, that's usually more in the medical space, right? Like, this happened 15 years ago here with Baby Joe Macy. He had brain injury and fought in Las Vegas and then tried to fight after that, but I think it was medical boards that were telling him, we're not clearing you
boxing
to fight in
this state.
Boxing
commissions would not clear.
Right.
Yeah.
So he wanted to and even fought, I think, in other states, like lower level states, but he could never get cleared in like Nevada or New York again. So like maybe you can find that in boxing. But again, it starts though with someone in the medical space is the one that's saying you can't come back. That would have to be how they do it. It would have to be a league doctor. Or, I guess, a Dolphins doctor? Who is the one that makes the final say on that? I don't even know. Is it a league doctor? Because that's where it would have to be, is an NFL doctor telling Tua, we are not clearing you. And having to have a baseline to having that opinion and saying that.
No, you've got spotters that are powerful enough to pull a guy out of a game, but not out of a season. Oh, all right. I was going to go to Shane, but he hung up. 803-0550. Okay, so on to some young quarterback stuff. Bryce Young pulled.
Yes, he's done.
He's probably done. Okay.
It was getting really bad. It had been bad from the start, really.
It's not going well for Caleb Williams.
Okay.
Right? He does not. No. He's got a win. There have been flashes, but it's really not gone well. He's not throwing the ball down the field. He's getting pressured quite a bit.
And he's taking sacks.
Yeah, he's not able to improvise in the same way. And Todd McShay had a really good point about Caleb Williams. I want to play this clip because the comparison for Caleb Williams coming in was he plays like Mahomes. And I have told you many times, Joe, I think that is actually a really good comparison. When you watch them throw the ball, the arm platforms, we saw him make that throw against the Bills in the preseason. You're like, that guy can do things that the top-tier tool guys can do. So, what's one major difference right now between Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes to this point in their career? What's one major difference? I had forgotten about this, and it's a good point. Caleb Williams is playing right away, and Mahomes didn't.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Mahomes did not play right away. McShay on that.
Is this what Mahomes would have looked like if Alex Smith wasn't in Kansas City that year and they threw him in there? His footwork's not where it needs to be. He's trying to be a system quarterback and work within the pocket, which he's going to have to do to succeed. When he gets more reps and he starts to, you know, gets through his first year and has an offseason to look and study his footwork and all, like, the highs can't get too high, the lows can't get too low with Caleb this year. The bottom line is he could have sat out a year and watched behind a really good veteran and maybe that would have helped him. But he's going to learn on the job now, and there's going to be some moments like this.
What would Mahomes have looked like if he started day one? Would it have just been awesome from the start? Mm-hmm. It's possible, but it's also possible instead of, I mean, he sat for 16 games, then played a game that didn't mean anything, then had another offseason, and then became the starter, and then threw 50 touchdowns. So he's pretty good. But
right.
But I think that's a fair observation to make, that we never saw Mahomes,
right,
hey, try to become a system quarterback after going to one training camp and, hey, there you go, preseason, you're in.
Yeah.
Would he have been flawless right away? Again, it's possible, but I like that point he makes about Caleb Williams. There's, you know, into the fire versus waiting a year, there are probably differences in how that's going to look. You might land at the same destination. Let's do this for Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Right? Jordan Love sat for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he starts year one, is he a $250 million quarterback within 8 games? Because that's what he basically became. After 8 or 9 games, he turned into, oh, light went on. Now, did that take only 8 games, or did that take 3 years and 8 games to get him to that spot?
I typically,
without even saying the destination would
right.
be different, it's just you never got the front end of it. You never got the
formed an opinion based on what his first six games in the NFL were.
You never got the this is really shaky.
Yeah, that's right. Because I tend to think the destination wouldn't be that different.
Yeah.
If Mahomes played right away, I think he'd probably still be exactly where he is today. If Jordan Love played in year two instead of year four, I think he has. A lot of it comes down to coaching, too, right? Like, when you have Andy Reid, it's probably going to work if you have talent like that. If you have Matt LaFleur, look what he just did with Malik Willis in a game. It's probably going to work. Who's the Bears offensive coordinator, by the way? Like, it's not one of those guys.
Is it Shane Waldron?
Shane Waldron? Yes, Shane Waldron. Like,
just walking around here with the Bears offensive coordinator.
I was going to say.
I'm ready for that.
That's pretty good.
Next challenge. Do you know how I remember that?
How?
There's a video going around where I think Shane Waldron was at Ohio State, right?
That sounds right.
And there's a video where they're asking Jackson Smith and Jigba about, hey, what can you tell Bears fans about Shane Waldron?
Yeah.
It's a podcast.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
I think I did see this.
I'm pretty sure it's JSN.
Okay. All I know is the comment. Yeah, go ahead. The comment is not glowing about Shane Waldron.
He says, is this live? And then, like, well, yeah. He's like, all right. And then
he's just trying to figure out what to say.
And then he goes, he's a great coach, great person. Good luck. That's how I remember, because that video of JSN, is this live?
Yeah.
About Shane Waldron.
Yeah.
They've got weapons.
They have weapons. If they can't protect him, though, and he's an improviser, like, that's not a great. It's not a great combination. Remember what Mahomes looked like in the Super Bowl against Tampa when they couldn't protect him? It's kind of how it looked. It was turnovers, and he was playing hero mode. There were some great throws he made, too, but, man, what a time to be the Bears fan that finally thinks he's got, like, the surefire quarterback.
It might
and
take
it's only 2 games.
Right. I mean, C.J. Stroud's first couple games did not look incredible. His preseason was awful. His rookie season.
Really?
Actually, CJ Stroud's two games this year have not looked incredible.
Really, none of the rookies look good, right? Is this another preseason pledge, by the way? Because I think all the rookies look good in the preseason.
Jaden Daniels looks good from a fantasy standpoint. He looks great.
He does. I wonder what's going on there, though, because they cannot get Terry McLaurin, their best wide receiver, the football.
That's right.
Which seems to be a problem.
And, you know, say what you will about kicking 7 field goals in a game. That's an offense that gets into scoring territory 7 times.
Yeah.
I think Jaden Daniels has been all right.
Okay. He has no turnovers yet. He has run for 132 yards in 2 games, so he's probably been the best one. Bo Nix has been. That team's going to be bad. Oh, we didn't touch about this on Monday. Did you see what Sean Payton did on Sunday? Did you see what he did?
I don't think so.
He's down 3, I believe, with under 2 minutes to play. I think it was a minute 40 on the clock. He's down 3. He had just scored a touchdown to go down 3. All right, what do you think he does? What would you do? What would you naturally do? You have one timeout, there's a minute 40 on the clock, and you're kicking off.
You'd kick onside.
You kick onside. He didn't. He kicked it deep.
And they just ran out the clock?
They got the ball back with 9 seconds left and no timeouts.
It worked.
Just, what are you doing, dude? I wondered if he knew the kickoff rule that he could announce or declare an onside kick. Like, did he know that? Did he think there just weren't? I can't believe he didn't know there were onside kicks anymore. Hmm. But, do the math on it. You're not getting the ball back with less than, at best, maybe you're getting it with 15 and having to go 90 yards after a punt. Like, just a really bad decision. I think the Broncos, between that guy and their rookie quarterback, are like.
Yeah, Bo Nix is this year's Kenny Pickett so far.
A little bit, yes. He's checking it down a lot, right? And every pass that's down the field looks abysmal. Yeah, that looks how it is. If I were doing the reverse AFC power rankings later, I think that'd be my first vote.
Bo Nix.
But Waldron was the Seahawks offensive coordinator with JSN, by the way.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was not Ohio State. It was Seattle. Okay.
Last year, yeah.
You have the Bo Nix clip before we get to break? Bo Nix post game. He threw an interception in the end zone.
Okay. Right.
Question and answer that came with that was pretty good. Maybe we'll play it a little later. Shane in Rochester before the break. Hey, Shane, good morning.
Hey, I thought the whole point of the concussion protocol was to do exactly what you guys said, to keep the players protect the players from themselves, and really to protect the players from what Miami did, which was lie about his concussion, put him back in the game, then put him back in another game a few days later. So I think the league totally has the right to just on this one thing. And I think the NBA did something similar with like a heart murmur thing or a Skippy Hart thing with Larry Bird. Wasn't that something about that?
I don't know anything about that. I'll look into it. But concussion protocol is a short-term, finite idea. Like, you don't have a career concussion protocol for the league.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong to point out that, like, they do have it. It's kind of loose. It's right. The NHL has 7 days symptom free, and that's working up. In the NFL, you could get concussed on a Sunday, and you're playing the next Sunday. The NHL is 7 days symptom free, working out, all that.
Yeah.
Each league has its own standard here, but there's no, once you're cleared, there's no protocol after. Well, here's our protocol for your fifth.
Could they make a rule with that for guardian caps, though? Where, like, would that be? It would almost be like the Tua rule. It wouldn't be telling Tua you can't play or even forcing him to do anything. It would just be, hey, the NFL today's announced that if you've had 5 documented concussions since joining the National Football League, that from there on out, you have to wear the guardian cap. That could be their action.
Yeah. 803-0550. Check in on the Jags. Trevor Lawrence says we suck right now. Gene Frenette, Florida Times Union, on whether or not they do. They'll be here on Monday for a week 3 matchup against the Bills. Bills 2-0, Jags 0-2. Will the Bills avoid their slip? Like, they couldn't avoid it last year in London. We'll find out what day the Jags are coming to. Very important.
Oh, yeah. That's
Sorry. Come on. Let's have a little fun here today. What day are the Jaguars coming? It's the same time zone, I know. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Trevor, how stunned are you by the last six, the offensive performance in the last six quarters?
Yeah, I mean, we suck right now, so I'm pretty shocked. You know, obviously, this isn't, we had a great offseason, great training camp, and we got to figure it out.
Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars are in town for Monday Night Football. Bills and Jags, we go to the Western Hotline to talk Jags and find out, in fact, do they suck right now? Gene Furnett, Florida Times Union, joining us. Gene, it's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Do they, in the words of the quarterback, do they suck right now?
Well, the offense certainly does. I wouldn't say that about the defense. But yeah, the offense does. It's just not. They're just not in sync. Right? You know, they took way too long to get into any kind of rhythm against Cleveland on Sunday, and it was just the opposite the previous week. They got off to a really good start in the first half, and then they went completely limp in the second half.
Yeah.
So doesn't matter whether you start fast and end slow, or start slow and try to catch up. You know, either way, you put yourself in a tough situation, and you know, they could have easily won both of those games, but they lost them. That's the NFL, right? A lot of times it's a one score game, and if you're not you know, executing in the big moments, you lose, and then you have to try to find answers.
Why do you think it's happening that way? Like, it seems they've invested around Trevor Lawrence. They've got Doug Peterson. Like, on the outside, on paper, it's like, oh, this offense should work. So why isn't it?
Well, I think there's a lot of different reasons for it. But I think if you're going to point to one thing, I just don't think the offensive line has been consistent enough. You know, there's just you look at what happened, and sometimes it's bad bounces too. Like the Jaguars put themselves in this terrific hole against Cleveland, right? The defense played really bad in the first half and played really well in the second half. So you're playing this catch up, right? And I mean, the Browns tried to give them the game. They had 13 penalties for 100 yards. Their offense had 8 penalties for 75 yards. You know, they took themselves out of field goal range when they could have, forced the Jaguars to at least, score 8 points to try to tie the game. Well, they end up punting, and the ball hits at the 1 yard line. So you think, okay, if it's going to hit that close to the end zone, it's going to go in the end zone. It hit the 1 yard line and bounced completely sideways and went out of bounds at the 2. And on the very next play, Alex Wright got through. He blew past the left guard Ezra Cleveland, overpowered center Mitch Morse, and sacked Trevor in the end zone.
Yeah.
And so now a 3-point lead becomes a 5-point lead. And again, the Cleveland Browns tried to help them out. You know, they had an incomplete pass that stopped the clock, gave the Jaguars some extra time. They at least got a Hail Mary on at the end from 33 yards out. But as much as the Browns tried to help them out, the Jaguars' offense still wasn't good enough to take it.
Funny you mentioned Mitch Morse there. Like, for Bills fans, we watched a lot of high-profile players leave, and we've seen them not have their best moments, whether that's Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White. I'm naming these for Bills fans who've seen the last couple weeks. And Mitch Morse mentioned there. How about Gabe Davis? How have things gone early on for Davis as a part of this offense?
Not well. He's played a high percentage of snaps, but he's had a couple nice catches, don't get me wrong. But for as much as he played on Sunday, as long as he was out there, not the kind of impact that you're looking for.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, the offense is just not in any kind of rhythm. And it's distressing for Jaguars fans because you got a quarterback that just signed a $275 million contract extension, temporarily making him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL until Dak Prescott signed his deal. And it's not working. Now, again, it's only 2 games. But, when you have 2 winnable games and you're paying that kind of money to your quarterback, you expect the quarterback of the offense to deliver. And it's just not happening. And now you got to go to Buffalo. And then the week after that, you got to go on the road to play the Houston Texans. So the Jaguars, although they've had success against the Buffalo Bills in recent years, they could be looking at 0-4. And that's a pretty distressing position to be in when you're expected to be a playoff team.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Bills fans are going to take them too lightly, because there's been weird losses, like when the Bills lost 9-6 to Urban Meyer. If you can lose that game to the Jaguars, you can lose any. But by the way, on Davis, did he pull up with an injury on Sunday?
I'm a little bit hard pressed to define what it was that he had. I'm not sure about it. I do know that Doug Peterson said yesterday that everybody would be good to go.
Okay.
Who had issues in that game. So, I would fully expect Gabe Davis to be out there on Monday night.
Okay. And on Lawrence, like, we talked about him a little bit already. Like, he's paid now, and he was this super highly rated prospect, and then he definitely progressed after year one, but I don't know, where are the Jaguars with him? Where are you with him in terms of his status in the league? Because you see him make a couple throws every week that are like, wow, like, that's one of the top quarterbacks in the league are the only guys that can make a throw like that. But I don't know, isn't it just the consistency, I guess, that they're still trying to find with him?
That is absolutely correct, and you said it perfectly. He will have moments where he makes throws that you go to yourself, oh, well, that's the reason why he was the number one draft pick. I mean, he makes some unbelievable throws. He's a really good deep ball thrower. But, you know, like as you mentioned, the consistency is simply not always there. And it's not all his fault. I mean, listen, the offensive line has to be better. I mean, it just does. Just because, you know, you've got to be able to establish a consistent running game so that you can achieve balance to help out the quarterback. And, the bottom line, quite frankly, is he's not Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen is a guy that can drive you nuts at times, right? You know, with turnovers or whatever, but he makes up for it, right? He makes up for it with when you look at his touchdown to interception ratio, it's phenomenal, right? Because he makes mistakes, but he does so many other good things, either with his arm or with his legs, that you live with the Josh Allen turnovers, right? Well, that's not quite the case with Trevor. There's not enough production for you to live with the mistakes. Remember, he's had like 60 turnovers in his career. He's had the most turnovers of any quarterback. And Josh Allen's right there with him in terms of turnovers. But Josh Allen has so many more touchdowns, both running and throwing, that, like I said earlier, you live with it.
Right? Yeah.
So, is Trevor Lawrence a good quarterback? Yes, he is a good quarterback. But is he elite? Is he an elite quarterback like Josh Allen? No, he is not there yet. And, you know, this is the fourth year. This is his third year in Doug Peterson's system. So this would, you would think, if a guy is going to be an elite quarterback, by his fourth year in the league, he should be showing it. And he's not showing it. Not yet, anyway.
Florida Times Union, Gene Frenette on the Western Hotline. Gene, thanks very much.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Gene. You know, it's funny, like, it's 2 weeks in. Joe, if I hear someone say, the offensive line of this team is really not any good, yeah. I think, well, then the Bills are going to destroy that team. Because the Bills' defensive line right now looks like a big deal. It looks like, okay, your line is in trouble. Guess what? Vaughn, Rousseau, Oliver, Daquan Jones, like that, they're going to destroy you.
Daquan Jones, by the way, I saw, was it Anthony from Cover One yesterday, was tweeting out, like, this dude is, I think he compared him to, he's trying to block a grizzly bear right now.
Yeah, there's a play where he absolutely destroyed everyone.
So their line, I like the sound of if your line is struggling. And don't the Bills play back-to-back? Who do they play next week? The Ravens after the Jaguars?
Yeah.
And the Ravens line has been a big problem through two games. So are we going to get sacks the next two games? A lot of them? Or at least a lot of pressure?
Are you ready for 4-0 Bills and 4-0 Texans?
Wow. Oh.
Sunday at 1 o'clock.
What a miss. Terrible job by the schedule makers. The Jags, by the way, I should ask them about Peterson. Do you know they've lost 7 of their last 8? They lost 5 of 6 to end last year. Since they were 8-3, they were 8-3 in Week 12, coming off a win against the Texans at Houston. Since that game, they're 1-7. That's usually the type of stretch that gets a coach fired, especially when he's in year 4 or whatever it is for Doug Peterson.
803-0550 to join us. It is another beautiful Tuesday on the way. Are there clouds anymore? Have you guys seen a cloud in like a month?
There weren't clouds yesterday because did you get a look at the moon last night? It was a super moon and also it was an 8% eclipse.
So tonight is a lunar eclipse? Is that what we're looking at?
I think tonight is the same thing where it's like it's a partial. Yesterday was a partial eclipse. I think, again, the number was like 8%, and I didn't notice a difference.
Yeah.
It looked cool. Like, the moon was, like, super bright and, like the blue ring around it almost.
We're getting another partial tonight.
Another partial one tonight?
I believe so.
All right. It was cool looking. I don't know how well you can really see it. I'm eclipse spoiled now
not just eclipse spoiled. I was listening to BEN, and Mazurowski said that some people last night saw the Northern Lights.
Really?
Folks, we need a phone tree. Wow. We need an alert. If we're seeing the Northern Lights, some of us want to be awakened.
I would like to be.
Come on.
I would like to
Who was there to call me? I was actually awake watching the Manning cast.
Yeah.
What I prefer, the Manning Cast or the Northern Lights? It was an exciting game.
I'd probably go Northern. Although you don't get Manning Cast for another 5 weeks. But when do you get the next Northern Lights?
I don't know. It was earlier this summer we had it. It's pretty cool. All right, 803-0550. We'll get a break in. 1-888-550-2550.
Hey, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com to enter for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends on January 5th of 2025. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Bo, can you take us through the interception in the end zone?
Drop back, do it to the other team.
Bo Nix. Hey, listen, when your name is that short, your answer should be short, too. Drop back, throw it to the other team.
That is incredible.
Bo Nix. Last night, I'm going to make an observation for you. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Quick observation. So Jason Kelce went into the booth with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck from Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Now, I mean, this is just baseless speculation, but if you're Aikman, who's coming? Oh, Jason Kelce. Why? Oh, no reason. No reason. He's just one of the most popular NFL retired players and has a very incredible future in broadcasting. And we thought we'd say hi. Oh, okay, yeah. Here, Troy, I'm going to go ahead and tell this guy how to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. That's where you got to look. Thanks, Troy. I just wonder how long Aikman's going to do it. I mean, Aikman and Buck have been around forever, so I don't know if Troy Aikman's done anytime soon.
He just signed a new deal, right, with ESPN or something?
All right.
He's probably going for a while longer.
Well, he is a number one reason I go to the Manning Cast.
Yeah. I will say the players.
Maybe that's a little harsh or unfair. Like I don't feel like I'm missing anything. Is what I would say.
Okay,
so I go to the Manning Cast instead.
Well, also the players of his generation on TV are being replaced, right? Like you don't see Phil Simms anymore. You don't see Boomer Esiason anymore. You don't see Emmitt Smith was doing it a while ago, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't remember him doing it, but
was maybe studio. Who else? Bill Cowher is still there. Who else did they remove from that CBS panel? I guess CBS is really the one doing more of this. But, you know, now Herb Street's in the booth. Here comes Kelce. Who are the guys on Amazon? Well, at least who are on the desk.
Right,
it's guys who just retired. Romo retired a few years ago. Brady now is in the booth. Greg Olson. Like, I think you're going to see more an influx of players that played from, like, 2000 to 2015, 2020. And not the guys that played in 1992.
803-0550. We'll try and find our way to some instant trivia next hour. Have some other things as well. Including, sometimes, I'll get you this right on the other side. Surprises of this year so far. Sometimes the answer really is right there in the analytics. And it just takes a team flipping the switch. And they're instantly good. Which team is that about? It's coming up next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.